10 minutes away.
On the Koga Newsline with me right now is a San Diego entrepreneur. She's known as the Sauce Goddess, Jennifer Reynolds. Recently had a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to move her business forward, and she went for it. She made her national television debut this week. It was on A&E's national reality television show called Rooster and Butch. These two unique investors from Texas, Butch and a Rooster, handpicking four barbecue sauce contenders to battle it out for an investment of up to $1 million. Jennifer competed, and here's a short clip before we begin to talk to her of what she told Rooster and Butch about what she tries to do with her barbecue.
Mission has always been to help people create great meals for their friends and family and bring them back to the dinner table. And I think I've done that.
And joining us now is Jennifer Reynolds right here in San Diego, located in Pacific Beach. For years now, some 17 years, I guess you've told me, Jennifer, of doing your barbecue. Welcome to News Radio 600 Kogo.
Thank you, Cliff. I appreciate it. Yeah.
Well, first, let me just first say, anyone who saw the show this week knows what happened. So I'm not going to say what happened until the end of our interview. So I won't spoil it for listeners who may have recorded it and want to go back and watch it. So okay. I'll have a spoiler alert at the end of our interview. All right?
Sounds good.
All right. Tell our listeners first how you were selected as one of these four barbecue company contenders.
Well, I'm not exactly sure, and this sounds kind of weird, but I was actually in Arizona. I had finished exhibiting at a gluten-free show. It was 125 degrees last summer, late June. I'm driving across the desert, and I get a phone call. It's this intern on the other end of the phone, and she says, so I'm so-and-so with a new reality show, and I'm wondering if you're interested in any investments for your company. So now, anyone that's an entrepreneur.
How about that? So you said yes and then made it on the show. And tell our listeners about your barbecue. Tell us about the product.
So it actually all started with a recipe from my dad. My dad, growing up when I was a little kid, like 3 or 4, he hated liquid smoke. So I grew up with barbecue sauce. It had no smoky flavor at all, like none. If you wanted smoke, my dad got out his little smoker and smoked something. Otherwise, we had ribs that were absence of that smoky flavor. They tasted like the charcoal they were cooked on, or the chicken, or, you know, it tasted like the meat, and then the sauce is kind of along for the ride. So flash forward, I go away to college, and I buy my first bottle of barbecue sauce at the store, and I'm like, what is this? You know, and we didn't go out to barbecue when we had barbecue at home when my dad was making the sauce. So I had no clue that, you know, his sauce was anything different than anybody else's until I bought my first bottle. And then, you know, then I just, you know, I would come home from college and I'm like, hey, so when are you making sauce again? Can I, you know, fill up a couple jars to take back to school with me? And then that just ended up, you know, I would go to his house. At the time, my folks were living in El Cajon. And so I would drive out there from PB where I lived, you know, after I graduated college, I came back and you know, he would say, hey, I'm making sauce, bring over some jars. I'm like, okay. And I made ribs for my friends, and they were like, what is this sauce? This is fantastic. You know, you got to do something with this. And I'm like, well, I don't know how he makes it. So I said, Dad, I need the recipe for the sauce. And I wrote it all down and got the recipe and started a company.
So tell our listeners what's unusual about your recipe.
Well, there's actually no additives. So I don't use any xanthan gum. I don't use ketchup. I broke it down because way back even 20 years ago when I first started making it for friends, I wanted to get rid of the high fructose corn syrup. So I had to recreate ketchup using the ingredients that are found in ketchup, but minus the high fructose corn syrup. So, you know, it's super clean. It's just, I mean, honestly, you could look at the ingredients and a 7-year-old's going to know what everything is except maybe the word puree for tomato puree. There's no gluten in it. It's vegan. It's just real clean and real good tasting, and it shows off the flavor of the meat.
Sounds good. Thanks again, Jennifer, and congratulations for just doing what you do and helping people eat healthy and some really tasty barbecue sauce.
Thanks a lot, Cliff. I really appreciate it.
She's great. Now it's time for the spoiler alert I promised you. What happened to Jennifer on the Rooster and Butch reality TV show this week on A&E? she was eliminated. But if you saw the show, I think you're going to agree with me that the other barbecue contestants were worried about her beating them, so they all ganged up on her. But anyhow, if you get a chance to watch it, Rooster and Butch on A&E. And you can meet Jennifer Reynolds this weekend at the Allergen and Gluten-Free Expo at the Del Mar Fairgrounds, where she'll be sampling those barbecue sauces. Her website, too, is saucegoddess.com. Saucegoddess.com. Coco News Time now, 6:40.